Hello, welcome to Our PVC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPVCLife or through our website at pvclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
For those of our international audience, this is Canadian Thanksgiving weekend. We know in the U.S. it's in November, but in Canada it's October because our harvest season is what caused this great celebration to be put in place. However, Thanksgiving is every day. Today I want to minister a word as we give thanks. It says, and my message is entitled, Thanksgiving, Our Step to Wholeness. Our Step to Wholeness. And I want us throughout this service today, it'll be a little unique. I want us to be in extreme praise today. I want everything to tremble in the earth because we are going to go into extreme praise today. Allow me to introduce the message with this text, Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 14. My message is, Thanksgiving is our step to wholeness. We forget sometimes that we're not whole if we're not giving thanks. And so here's the context of that. Luke 17, verse 11 to 14, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. And as he entered a village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. That's a story of faith. We're not doing that portion today. But here's the thankfulness. Verse 15. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. When the Bible points out something unique, like this man was a Samaritan, there's a message in there all by itself. This man was not one from the kingdom of God. This was not a Jewish man. This was one who had just recently heard about the King of Glory through the woman at the well. He was a Samaritan. He was distant to faith, but he was thankful for the God whom he now knew. And Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. But here's where I'll end. Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Folks, as we are living in the land of plenty, the land of prosperity, the land that's seeing a few pains now, there are people around the world who've lived in this type of life of nothingness, of emptiness, of barrenness, of even not even knowing God, but yet they are thankful. Sometimes as Christians, we forget to be thankful because we're so ungrateful to what God has done. We only expect more, but we don't give more thanks. Thanksgiving is one of the greatest steps to wholeness. Why are we unhealthy in the kingdom of God? Because we are thankless. Why is our nation so in chaos? Because it's a thankless nation. We take for granted the things that humanity have created, we take for granted the things God has created, and we give thanks to humanity for what they did because God gave them wisdom. Folks, as Christians, as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to fix it. When we begin to live in an attitude of praise and thanksgiving, everything changes. Wholeness comes in. Jesus said, why is it only 1 out of 10 that came back? There are folks today who won't even come to church because they had a little issue, rather than thanking God for the 1 million issues that he's already fixed. They're hung up on one little issue that they have. So let me begin today's message. Thanksgiving is one of our greatest steps to wholeness. Psalm chapter 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. Did you hear that? It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the 10-string instrument, a harp, and a melody of lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all that you've done for me. Here's why. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Oh, Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. And then he continues, this is the psalmist. He says, only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. And here's why we give thanks even in difficulties. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You've anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. Folks, we're in the winning seat. But the godly, this is for those who know how to praise continuously, but the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house, and they will flourish in the courts of our God. Ah, does anybody feel a word today? Even in old age, they will produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. Before I read the last verse, let me point out today, the Holbrooks, I always highlight them because they're so faithful. Their faithfulness, it defies logic. They were just away in Europe on their anniversary cruise. The time difference of what, 8 hours or 6 hour time difference? She had 2 asthma attacks while away, arrived in last night, and here they are sitting, not gonna miss Sunday morning, not gonna find them at home, because they've got too much to thank God for. There, I will continually give praise about them because they're an icon of faithfulness in this house. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit, and they will remain vital and green. They will declare, the Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him. Folks, praise and thanksgiving is our way to wholeness. I've got a few testimonies this morning that will be shared with you. And I want you today to be proclaiming your testimony unto the Lord. As they're sharing their testimony, you proclaim your testimony unto the Lord. I have Brianna Morphis that will be coming, Daniel Prasad and Laverne Hunt. And as they come, would you let your testimony resound with their testimony? And then, what did the psalmist say? The psalmist says this in Psalm chapter 92. He says, it's good to proclaim your unfailing love and your faithfulness accompanied by our worship. Right after that, the worship team's gonna open up with a song, and you better be ready to give God your praise as we continue on this morning. Come on and share with us.
Good morning, church family. Y'all are sleepy. Good morning, church family. Now you're awake, okay. My name is Brianna, and I'm a fourth-year student at Tyndale University studying psychology and linguistics. For myself, on this Thanksgiving weekend, I wanted to share to you my testimony of what God has been doing through my educational journey. Like many students, the beginning of university can be filled with so many different emotions. For me, it was anxious, it was anxiety, it was all of them off the charts. Now, let me take you back to the year 2020. Now, you might be shivering in your seats, but I know it was a year. COVID was at an all-time high, schools were shut down, and everything was online. We didn't know what was going on, and us as students had to learn how to adapt to a new form of education, and it was hard. For those like my family, there was some financial anxiousness. How are we gonna pay for university when we have all these other bills? For those who don't know my family story, my beautiful parents are refugees from Cuba and dedicated their lives in providing a future for my brother and myself. I cannot describe how hard they have worked with no support, and how they have been the front line for our family and those back home. A scripture that came into my mind and came into my heart during this time was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Even in the midst of fear, anxiety, and worry, God is still faithful. I started the first year of university with no idea how I'm going to pay for tuition. But God is faithful and He provides. I won 2 scholarships, one for my grades from high school and one that gave no description, just a community life grant. To this day, I still don't know how I even won it, even with some snooping around, because I did. there were still no answers. There was only one person in admissions that knew, and it was confidential. No one could answer how I got this grant. In total, it was $7,000 worth of money. So, and obviously, with the help of government aid, I only paid $300 out of my pocket for my first year. And every year since, God has been creating wonderful ways and creative ways for helping me and to move forward in my education. So He has tested me, He has stretched me in ways I cannot even describe, and I don't have the time. So in this next few months, leading up to graduation, I can proudly say that God has worked through my lives and... oh, don't make me cry now. I will be one of the first people in my family to have graduated university. And and I'm happy to say that I'm going to continue pursuing education as long as God has me. So I'll be one of the first to pursue graduate school and to honor my parents and everything they've done. So thank you.
Morning, PPC. My name is Daniel. I'm a second year engineering physics student at Queens. And this Thanksgiving, I'm just so thankful for how God has been guiding me throughout my school years. First year was really rough for me, going to Queens. You know, it's not that far away from home, but different culture, no one I know. It was really tough on me mentally. And so after first year, I was ready to move out, go to a different school, throw away my scholarships, my extracurriculars, just to go back to something I was more familiar with. And so engineering physics is it's a pretty small program out of like 1,000 students in the faculty, maybe 80 or so go to that program. So it's not that hard to transfer out to a different school. And so I submit my application, I had all my prerequisites, my grades were high, and you know, God just said, no, you're not leaving. I've given you all this opportunity, and I'm not going to let you throw it away. So the 1 year I applied to McMaster with no one in that program usually is the 1 year it's full. So I have to stay at Queens for the next few years. So a couple months later, I find out that the design team I'm working on, they're going to be presenting in Europe. They really like the work we're doing, so they're paying for my trip to go to Scotland. And so at the time, thank you. And so at the time, during the trip, I was working here at PPC as a summer student. And you know, to have people like Pastor Marie and Pastor Nate and Pastor Rob, Pastor Dennis, to have them tell me, like, leave your work here for a week, go out, go with your team, go present, you know, don't take this opportunity for granted, to have their support, it just meant so much to me, and it really solidified the fact that God wants me to keep doing what I'm doing and to, you know, He put me there for a reason. So I'm just so thankful for all the opportunity that I've been given, and of course my mom, who worked tirelessly to send me to school and has put up with me being so far away from home. And you know, I know it breaks her heart that I'm far away, and she works tirelessly here with all her jobs, and I'm just so thankful for, you know, God giving me this opportunity. So, yeah, that's what I'm thankful for. Thank
you. Good morning, everyone. My name is LaVorne Hunt, and I'm a new member here at PPC. To God be the glory. It's good to be here. So I'm here to give thanks for God's provision, His faithfulness, as a mature student and as a mom. So several years ago, I was let go from my job of 13 years. And that was probably the first time since I was 14 where I wasn't working. So I had worked at a university and I had longed to go back to school and obtain degrees in social work. But you know, working full time, being a mom, it was hard. So I was able to go back, thanks to God. He worked out everything, even in terms of paying for education. And this past August, I just completed my Master's of Social Work, so I will walk across the stage in 2 weeks. But these past few years in school and being a primary caregiver to my son has been very challenging and difficult. It's been very humbling, especially as a mature student. I didn't have mommy and daddy. I didn't have a lot of the resources as a mature student, but God is faithful. I have experienced his provision and faithfulness in ways that I didn't imagine or think. Recently, I was faced with figuring out how to pay an urgent financial need, which was the case for most of the time. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to go somewhere. And in my pride, I was like, no, I'm good, you know? But I kept feeling the nudge, and so I had to humble myself and go. And to God be the glory, you know, I was able to get the help, and I got more than I expected or imagined. And again, he proved that he's faithful. So I want to give thanks to his faithfulness. I want to give a shout out to obedience. And I'm just grateful, and to God be the glory.
Glory to God. Last Sunday, I preached on what spoils a person from Matthew chapter 15. And the answer was an empty heart and a negative lip. You can find that sermon online October 1st. As we're preaching through the book of Matthew and I dissect the pieces, I purposely skipped this portion of the passage. Pastor Dennis was given Matthew 14, 22 to 33. But that passage usually goes on to 36, but I purposely skipped it because I wanted to save it for Thanksgiving because it really tells a story here. See, when I left out verse 34 to 36 of Matthew 14, it was because it was emphasizing what Jesus was condemning. And Jesus was condemning empty hearts that refuse to give praise when so much is before us. See, the message that Pastor Dennis preached 2 weeks ago, Peter walking on the water, ended with a verse that said, they were, while so much miracles was happening, the people were doubtful. The people who called themselves God children were doubtful. That's at that time, the Jewish race. Matthew 14, 32 to 33, here's where Pastor Dennis ended off. When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then his disciples worshiped him. The wind stopped. Then his disciples worshiped him. And they said, you really are the Son of God. See, the majority of the people were exclaiming praises to God for his wonderful deeds. But some were busy speculating, criticizing, evaluating. And when they were doing that, they were diminishing the faith of the other onlookers. See, when we speak in doubt, we diminish the faith and the hope that even the unsaved could have. We don't realize our lips declare either health or death. It's either healing or death. And so these criticizers of Jesus, when they continued to criticize and to speculate and to evaluate and to hold a negative culture that they felt empowered in, which we often do in the kingdom of God, we feel very rich in the negative culture, which is contrary to the word of God. And so Jesus condemned it. He called it an empty heart because when you're in service to the master, you will do anything that will cause others to say, this is God. This truly is God. This is a miracle of God. I must turn to God. Isn't it what we should do? So here's this now. They came out of the boat and people were exclaiming, this is God. But here's the part that was missing. I took it out to save it for Thanksgiving. Here it is, Matthew 14, verse 34 to 36. After they crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. This is after walking on water. When people recognized Jesus, the news of his arrival spread quickly throughout the whole area. And soon people were bringing all their sick to be healed. They begged to let the sick touch at least the fringe of his robe, and all who touched him were healed. Folks, if we're going to go into extreme praise, we're going to get rid of so many things that cause the people outside to not know the church is a healing center. And that's what they did before Jesus. But when we begin to praise God, when we praise God with the crowd whose hearts are full, there's a wholeness that comes to the community. Can I say that again? When we praise God with the crowd whose hearts are full, there's a health and a healing and a wholeness that comes. And while some refuse to focus on the miracles of Jesus, don't you ever let the miracles go by. Give God thanks. Miracles give birth to miracles. So get rid of doubt and learn to trust God. I want you to know this morning, we have so much to give God thanks for. And we've got two more coming to give testimony right now. Would you come? And would you just begin to share that God is in the midst of his people, and we are seeing miracles, and we celebrate the miracles. We don't doubt them in Jesus' name.
Good morning, PPC. My name is Ricky. On April 5 this year, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer. A week later, Pastor Marie made an altar call praying for people like me who are suffering from diseases and other illnesses. It emboldened my faith and trust in the Lord the more. 19 days after my surgery last September 1, the prognosis is very favorable. Except for the organ that was involved, all the pathological findings and tests turned out to be negative and promising. My surgeon was happy with the outcome. Thank you, PPC, for all your prayers. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. It's Hannah's triumphant prayer. My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. He is our legit rock star. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Praise God. I'm Koi, for those who don't know me yet. I'm Koi. My journey of faith started early this year. And because of recurring throat issues and various issues in my body, I was checked. And on June 6th, various cysts were removed from my right throat. And then the pathologist's report showed that I have stage 3 cancer. On September, once again, I was operated. And September the 6th, various cysts from my left throat were removed. My journey of faith is starting, but my faith is even stronger on a faithful God who has revealed himself to myself, my husband, and my family that he is a God who is ever faithful and will never leave me nor forsake me. And praise the Lord, because I can speak today knowing that I am declaring that God is ever greater than any disease that I have in my body. Praise God. And you have the reason to proclaim his goodness and his faithfulness because of who he is. And one day you're going to proclaim he is faithful in your lives. And he will remain faithful in our lives. I will go through a series of chemo, But I believe that the God I serve will see me through. And praise God, because I refuse to back down. Because our God is great. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm chapter 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout its praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord, for he's coming to judge the earth. That is why we must praise. And the last part says he will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Folks, when he judges the earth, may we be found praising. He's going to judge this earth that has turned against him. But we, the children of God, must praise him for his wonderful deeds. Everything he's done in your life is to be given praise. We have become too consumed with all of us and what we like, and I don't like this. We've become too consumed as the children of God with the negativity. But we now need to put it all aside and begin to focus on what God is doing, not what we want. Can I ask that of this church? Can I ask it online? Whatever church you even go to, put it aside, all the negativity. That's the enemy at work to destroy the church in a time when the world is running havoc. Would you focus on what God is doing? Has he not done anything amongst us? Then let's praise God for his wonderful deeds. Couple more testimonies.
Good morning, church. While in my late teens, I experienced some health challenges that led me to see a couple of doctors and a specialist who let me know that there was a chance that I would not be able to have a child or children. When my dating relationship with my now husband became more serious, I let him know of this condition and we moved forward in faith, trusting in God's plan for our lives, regardless of the shape that our family would take in the future. A couple of years into our marriage, I was stopped by a woman at church who I look up to. And without knowing the desires of my heart, she began to pray over me specifically for fruit in the womb, as she worded it. I didn't know what the future would hold, but I felt a peace come over me. Just over a year later, on a Sunday at 7:15 a.m. before coming to lead worship, I discovered that I was pregnant. With tears of joy, praise God. With tears of joy, nerves, and thanksgiving, I quickly woke my husband up to let him know, and then worshiped while carrying my little treasure. One of my prayers over Amelia's life while I carried her was that she would bring the joy of the Lord to those around her. If you've met her, you would know that my prayers were certainly answered. Nick chose Amelia's middle name, Lily, which echoes Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Matthew 6:28 reads, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin." I thank God for the blessing of my beautiful family and will continue to walk in faith and trust in his perfect plan. Thank you.
Adele, would you come? Adele is in our Sunday school. She had to come down. We're still looking for some more Sunday school teachers, but thank you. We want to represent the entire body, and so she came down.
Good morning, everyone. My husband, Sean, visited eye specialist to have his spectacles changed. He was told that one of his eyes required immediate attention and was sent to a surgeon for an operation. During the examination before surgery, the surgeon realized that the direction given was incorrect. They were looking at the wrong eye. Sean's surgery, however, was successful because of prayer. Following that, our daughter Faith was challenged with the transition into spring season. Faith developed a fever, cold, her face was swollen, and had to be taken to Ajax Hospital. After seeing the doctor, they reported no major concerns and that she will be fine. We give God thanks for healing. Mm-hmm. In spring 2023, I had an ultrasound which revealed a small cyst. After waiting months for appointment, I had an MRI done in June 2023. A few weeks later, I met with the gastroenterologist who explained that it is a simple cyst and not to worry since I don't have any signs of cancerous cells. Prayer moves mountains. Our family give God thanks for the prayers we have received from our pastors, intercessors, and worshipers of PPC. Thank you. Amen.
And that is the abbreviated version, because she could go into detail on all of it, but just even the first one, where had they not prayed, they would have operated on the wrong eye, leaving the eye that was sick still in trouble. Can you imagine one eye not working and the other being operated on? Only God can fix that type of file. That's why he says, shout to the Lord and break out in praise for the goodness of the Lord. Thanksgiving is our step to wholeness. If we want to walk in wholeness, health, deliverance, healing, if we want to touch lives, if we want to change our nation, if we want to change our community, let's walk in thanksgiving. Here's a conclusion of my message. Jesus said, didn't I heal 10? Where are the other 9? David says, you thrill me, Lord, with all you've done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Oh, Lord, what great works you do and how deep are your thoughts. Believers, in Matthew 14, when the people recognized Jesus, the news spread quickly throughout the whole area, and all who touched him were healed. Would you spread good news quickly? Because bad news is going fast. Would you spread good news quickly? That's our responsibility. It was the believers who said this. And today, Psalm 98 says, shout to the Lord all the earth, break out in praise, and sing for joy. Those that are online, if you need a prayer, contact us at prayer@ppclife.ca. In-house, if you need a prayer, prayer leaders will be here after the service. If you're visiting with us today, we've got a welcome center, and they will, after the service, we will give you a card, and you come in and just have a coffee with us. But we've got a new song right now. We've got a new song. If you're visiting, just raise a hand. They're going to hand you a card, because we want to close out with a high praise. If you're new or visiting, raise a hand. They're going to give you a card. And after, just ask anyone in the lobby what to do with that. We welcome you and we bless you. Online, just go in the chat. But here's it. It's a new song. It's easy. But I want this to be extreme praise. I want you to go to your Thanksgiving dinner. And if the family situation is tense, something is brewing inside your heart that will not add to the tension, because your praise is going to change the atmosphere. If you've gone through grief and you're going home going, I don't want to celebrate with anyone, I'm so mourning, and I could see that. Even as we go with friends and families, Randon, I get it, I feel it. I feel it. It's another Thanksgiving without your beautiful wife. Folks, would you just reach your hand over to my friend right here, Randon? Would you just get over there quickly? Thank you, guys. Holy Spirit. We don't understand what it's like to lose a wife for so many decades of life together and now just have to go have Thanksgiving with somebody else. But God, we give you thanks. He's still standing. We give you praise, oh God, that he's still found in the house of the Lord giving you praise. Oh God, strengthen him today and heal the heart that is so broken in understanding why we have no answers. And many others in that situation today. God, I think, oh God, of A year ago, as I've had Thanksgiving with my nephew, but no longer will we have it with him. But I thank you. To God be the glory amidst all of our grief. Those that we prayed for today, instead of celebrating Thanksgiving, some are in beds of affliction, some are in hospitals, some are at home unable to move. But we still have a reason to praise. So God, we choose to praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you accepted Christ for the first time today, we want to help you with next steps. Please email us at prayer@ppclife.ca and a pastor or volunteer will be in touch with you. We pray that you have a wonderful and safe day or night, and we'll see you soon, church family.